Hey, Penny Droppers. So, I was sitting at my desk getting more and more frustrated because I was trying to work out something useful to share with you in this episode of The Penny Drop, but the time pressure of the deadline felt heavy. Each idea that popped into my head didn't feel right or good enough, and to be honest, it became impossible for me to objectively assess my ideas because I'd become too stressed and I was too close to it. I wonder if you know this feeling, like when you really need to find a story or an idea or some content to share because you've got a meeting coming up or a speech or maybe even a podcast episode and you just can't think of anything. It's the worst, and it's a massive creativity killer. But that was 40 minutes ago. So what's happened between then and now that's allowed me to publish a podcast episode and turn it into a newsletter and schedule it to go out tomorrow morning? I went for a walk. Going for a walk is one of four techniques that I use almost every day to find the sorts of stories that help me explain my ideas, no matter the medium I'm working in, from newsletters to podcasts, to keynotes, to mentoring sessions, to manuscripts, watch this space, to new IP, even to important conversations. So I affectionately call this foursome of techniques walk, talk, gawk, and balk. Say that three times fast. Walk, talk, gawk, and balk. Let me explain. So in my old job as an ABC radio presenter, I used to have to find between 8 and 10 stories a day, every day, for 10 years. And there are another 5 programs at the station that were also looking for stories to broadcast to the same audience. Now, if you do the maths, it means we were collectively looking for about 60 stories a day. Now, are there really 60 interesting things to talk about every day in a small region? Well, got to be honest, we didn't nail it every day, but yep, I reckon there is, and then some, so long as we have the techniques to help us find them. And so over 10 years in that job, I developed these 4 simple techniques to find stories under pressure, because I reckon stories are all around us and within us. And by walking, talking, gawking, and being aware of what we're balking at, we can find them. So let me explain these techniques for you quickly. Walk. Rather than staring at my computer screen, hoping that a story would appear, I learned pretty quickly that I needed to get up and go for a walk. So when I was at the radio station, that meant that I would go out into the nearby streets or drive to a different community and then go for a walk and mindfully look for stories, paying attention to the ideas that popped up. Now, in my workshops, I get participants to do this. I get them to get up from their tables or away from their Zoom screens and go for a 5-minute walk. And it's just incredible what they come back with, because suddenly people start seeing things or are reminded of things that they wouldn't have otherwise seen or remembered. And look, this is what I did today. And I took the microphone with me. Do you want to hear what happened? Okay. Here's some of the stories that came up. Right, story hunting time. Out of my office and into the kitchen. Pretty normal. Some fruit in a bowl on the table. Magazine there. Light. Kettle. Toaster. Tea, coffee. Loose leaf tea and tea bags. Of course, we've got both. There's a teapot there and also a half-used tea bag. I suppose different people like things in different ways. Maybe there's something there about how we need different ways to share the same thing, same message with different audiences. Could be something there. Just walking through the lunchroom out the front door. Ooh, nice day. Lots of activity. I'm also that person now who's walking down the street with headphones on, talking to themselves into a microphone. Oh, there goes someone looking at me in a yellow car. Actually, you don't see yellow cars very often. And when I was a kid, we used to play Spotto. Did you used to play that in the car? So like when a yellow car went past, because they weren't very common, you'd have to yell out Spotto. I wonder if there's anything in that. Maybe I could use that as a metaphor story, perhaps, to help explain how to make your messages, your stories, into yellow cards, like to get cut through in the media. Maybe that's fine. What else can I say? Lawns up mode over there. Can see that this time of year. Got the blossoms out on the tree. Yay for spring. And as I wander up this hill and you can hear me puffing, it's a playground. No one in it. I guess, you know, I would have thought with the sun out, there might be some more people in it. What can I use that for? I suppose we have empty assets in our heads. Maybe there's a story there where, you know, to help organisations or people think about the assets that they hold, you know, material or intellectual, that aren't being used. And I could sort of use the playground story as a metaphor. Well, there's a few things anyway, as I wander back down the hill, that are story ideas. Now, that is a friend, so that's okay. But I'm going to have to explain to him about what I was doing with my headphones on, walking up the street, talking to a microphone. I think I'll just have to explain the walk, talk, gawk, balk strategy to him. Actually, I don't know if I've talked about that yet on the Penny Drop. Perhaps, maybe I should just do that. Talk about the walk technique on the Penny Drop. I'll go back in and sit down and I'll decide. Amazing, right? That's how we got here. To what I'm talking about now. And I've got another lot of stories for the story bank. That's just from walking. So now on to the second technique, talk. And look, this is as simple as it sounds. If I need to find a story fast, then I simply start by talking with colleagues or calling contacts or clients to find out what's going on for them. Because there's something about the process of asking simple questions that gets me out of my head and into their world, so I can come up with new ideas, new stories, or be reminded of old ones that I could use or might need an update. I reckon you can do this all the time because you're always working with people, or there are people around you, whether that's clients, colleagues, or even family. And just go into those conversations with a few open questions in mind. So just things like, what's everyone talking about in your industry at the moment? What's pissing people off? What's getting people excited? What do you wish you knew more about? What's something awesome that's happened at work lately? Who have you helped recently? How did you help them? What do you wish you could do more of? Those simple questions will start to prompt story ideas in your brain. So that's talk. Now on to gawk. Weird name, granted, but really it's just 101 journalism. It's when we gawk at the news that already exists. So go online, read the news, find out what's being reported on in your industry, and then find a new or a localized angle. So in the media, we call this a reax. It's when we find someone to comment, aka give their reaction to an existing story through their specific lens. So if you wanted to find a story this way, you could go to your favorite medium. So that might be a website, podcast, news outlet, social platforms, Reddit, YouTube, whatever works for you, and see what's being said about your expertise or your industry. And as you're reading, listening, watching, be mindful of what your brain is doing. What is your brain yelling out? What do you want to say out loud? Now write that yelling as a headline, and then see if you can find an example or a story from your work that backs up your perspective. There you are. Your gawking has now got you a story. And finally, balk. Now, this technique probably won't help you find a story to share this afternoon, but it will be useful down the track. It's about making some time to create a list of the stories that you want to share, but every time you go to share them, you balk for some reason. And look, I've no doubt that you are balking for a really good reason. It may be because it feels risky, because it's a personal story. The timing may not be right. It may get people offside, which isn't a risk worth taking right now. You might be worried that your story could be taken out of context, or others may not understand your intention, or it just might not be your story to tell. Now, these are all really valid reasons not to share a story right now. So listen to that intuition. But it's useful to have these stories written or prepared and ready to go for when the time is right, because they're often the stories that will have the most impact. So there you go. Walk, talk, gawk and balk. What do you reckon? Could you find 60 stories worth sharing today? If nothing else, I'd love to hear the story of you trying. Now, I think my story today actually went for a little bit longer than 5 minutes, so I'm going to stop talking. But if you want to hear more from me, you know where to find me. All of the details are in the show notes, or just go to pennyterry.com. I'll talk to you again next time.